WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Multiple College Station fire engines responded to what turned out to be an accidental report of smoke last night at Post Oak Mall. Once firefighters discovered it was steam and not smoke, the engines returned to their stations. The Bryan School Board is back at full strength.
Texas A&M Professor Julie Harlan will be serving the remaining year of John Street's term.
These were three truly outstanding people who volunteered their services to the district and fully understood, I think, the time commitment that they were making. So we appreciate every one of them.
Board President Doug Wunderberger, one of two members who spoke after returning from a 30-minute executive session. Dr. Harlan, who received a unanimous vote, and two other finalists did not attend yesterday's meeting. In other action, the Texas Association of School Boards was hired to assist hiring a new superintendent. TASB's Butch Faulkner says the circumstances of Tommy Wallace's departure won't be an issue for interested candidates.
Most of the time, they've already done their homework, whether they want to apply for Bryan, and we let that pretty much be up to them. Right now, we don't have any preconceived ideas of what has happened or what will happen.
Faulkner said the board could have a finalist by next March. TASB's fee is $10,500 plus expenses. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos Central Appraisal District is 2-for-2 in its third attempt to buy land and build a new office. The Bryan School Board gave its blessing yesterday after its finance committee met with BCAD behind closed doors last week.
My biggest concern last time had to do with taking it off the rolls, which by being on the county land, you know, alleviates that.
Board member Trey Moore had the only comment before the unanimous vote. BCAD takes its $3 million proposal to build next to the new tax office to this afternoon's Bryan City Council workshop, where there will be no vote until after the election. The appraisal district goes before the College Station City Council Thursday for possible action. There are now three stops for U.S. Senator John Cornyn in the Twin Cities Friday. He will be among the speakers at the dedication of Texas A&M's new vet school complex. That's in addition to speaking at a Chamber of Commerce luncheon and participating at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial Program. Heading into Election Day, Cornyn says the biggest campaign issue is filling Supreme Court vacancies.
A deadlocked Supreme Court isn't in anybody's best interest.
Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn's heard the talk from Republican Senators Cruz, McCain, and others about indefinitely blocking any nominations coming from a Democratic president.
If, in fact, people are going to head down this path, then they're going to have to be prepared for the fact that this same weapon will be used against their party when a person of their party is elected president as well.
Cornyn disagrees with his colleagues, saying he stands firm that the next president should fill the Supreme Court vacancy. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW's election night coverage starts at 6 and will include local returns and interviews along with national coverage from Fox News Radio. Seven churches came together in 1986 to form the Brazos Church Pantry and began providing food for needy families in the Brazos Valley. Today, 30 churches help distribute more than 62,000 pounds of food to more than 1,200 families each month.
Anybody that is poor, and a lot of times there's a very big misconception that people are getting things that they don't deserve, but these are people that are so truly in need, and they're all below the poverty level.
Andrea Derrick is one of the 125 volunteers who conduct interviews, sack food, and provide administrative support. She says to celebrate 30 years in the Brazos Valley, the pantry launched a campaign called 30 for 30.
We're asking people to donate $1 for each year, so $30.
You can make a donation and find out more information online at brazoschurchpantry.org. And the call for entries is out for the Downtown Bryan Christmas Parade.
The parade is at night, so it's a lighted parade, and it's December 9th.
Jesse Ayers at the Downtown Bryan Association says registration forms are online at downtownbryan.com. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 64 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, One more look at news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go to our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Every business owner looks for the best value, best price, best product, and you can get that from Suddenlink Business. There are over 100,000 businesses that use Suddenlink Business products to improve their productivity and make a better workplace for their customers and also for their employees. Now, right now, you can get 75 meg download and 10 meg upload speed for $124.95 a month. And it's just one phone call away. To Chad Cowan or anybody on his group, 595-2413, 595-2413. Either take advantage of that offer or build an offer that'll be just right for you. You can have phone service that beats the phone company prices. You get to keep the equipment that you've already purchased. You have the phone number that you may have had for a long time. And it's an expandable service. As you continue to grow, it can grow along with you. Also, remember that there's television service if you need that in your waiting room, and there's background music. All of that can be available for you as a business customer of Suddenlink. So make the phone call to get in touch with Chad or somebody on his team at 595-2413 or visit suddenlinkbusiness.com.
Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs, so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a Bale Track Pro Monitor controller, and a Mega Wide Plus pickup with Mega Tough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28th, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
If you're looking for a way to truly help children in need, become a CASA volunteer. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. It means that you'll represent the best interest of a child in need in court. You'll work with attorneys and social workers to make sure that child is safe in the foster care system. You won't be a foster parent, but you will be a voice making a real difference at a critical turning point in his or her life. Because every child deserves a chance, and that chance is you. Volunteer today at becomeacasa.org.
8:13, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. Want some more information? Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Some wet weather headed our way today. We've got showers and thunderstorms in the forecast, courtesy of a cold front that'll be pushing across the state. Showers and storms are already in the central part of the state. They should head our way before the day is over. Temperatures today anywhere from 70 to 75. A few showers are possible tonight, lows near 60. Clouds and leftover shower for tomorrow, high of 70. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, partly sunny, 70 to 75 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm voting because when I was growing up, my father told me that if you don't vote, then you have to shut up.
Don't let anyone get in your way.
Don't let anything stop you from voting.
Nothing.
Come on.
Gather your friends.
Vote.
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 What are you doing? You're just sitting there.
You stay in that line.
V-O-T-E.
Get out there and vote.
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 Please vote.
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 So pushy.
Yeah.
I thought I put it more inspirationally in my bit of info, but
yeah, there's your vote.
You've got to shut up.
Yeah. All right. And you got to quit texting tomorrow.
While driving. While you don't have to quit texting
not
us
forever.
Altogether.
Yeah. Well, it might be a good exercise. Try that. How long could you go without texting?
Oh.
If you're not getting texts, I guess that could help a little bit, but still. You're looking over there going, what's wrong with my phone?
Nope, I already failed.
Yep, okay. Too late now. Okay, that's fine. Just saying. But you could have. Try a day without that.
Without texting?
Yeah, see how that would work.
I'm just going to really annoy everyone by calling them.
By the way, if anyone lives in your house who thinks they could text their vote in, they're wrong. Make sure they know that. I mean, I know.
But when will the day come that we can?
Well, see, and that's what this is all about. And, you know, we talked to Sherry Mashburn last week from the city of College Station. And there are so many things that you can do online now. And maybe even more importantly, old people are comfortable doing that. I mean, how many people do you know who are your grandparents' mm-hmm. age who are comfortable with their device to be able to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Or excitedly tell you, hey, I just found out I can fill in the blank
right.
on my phone. And as long as those folks on that end of the scale are embracing the technology, I think that's the driving force. I mean, on the young end, hey, they're ready. They're early adopters. They're ready to get with it right now, do everything right then. But I think what we're learning is that the security is just not there.
Yeah, yeah.
If Google can get hacked, if Microsoft can get hacked,
yeah,
if all the
it
big
opens
banks can get hacked.
Way too many doors.
And, yeah. And yes, yeah. the convenience of it would be a wonderful thing to do, but I'm thinking that in the real world can't happen. No, after the Chicago Cubs won the World Series on Wednesday night, somebody had posted a bag of air on eBay. Listing had been pulled, but while it was up, it said, bag of air from the 2016 World Series Cubs win championship. Whew. Bidding got as high as $6.
Nice.
I can't believe it got that high. Yeah.
Well,
oh, I was thinking the opposite. People out there, they
could.
I did see an article posted with a bunch of pictures of tattoos that Cubs fans were getting after the World Series.
Well, that's better than doing it for the election.
True.
You know?
And at least they waited till after they won. I've definitely seen some sports fanatics who get theirs done a little too early.
Yeah, good plan. I don't know. I got to go see if I can find more on this story. It simply says a National Laboratories computer model shows that if a zombie virus broke out in a major city, 2 million people would be zombies in 60 days. Mm. I'm kind of concerned that we have
not.
A national. No, I'm concerned we have a national lab that's spending time and money doing that.
Yes, that is a good
that's
point.
That's concerning. Yes. Yeah.
Why they could have said 20 bazillion people could have, you know, be zombies in 60 days. But
right.
I hate to think that they're getting funding for that.
Yeah, didn't they do enough study watching The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Go in there. Go into your lab director today and ask if you can do that. Hey, listen, I was just wondering what would happen if possibly, something. Everybody in North Zulch became a zombie. How long would it take to get to Brazos County? Yeah, just see. How long
can we get
take?
Funding for that?
If that's something we could possibly do. All right, what are you doing with your life? Here's a 20-year-old from the Netherlands who set a Rubik's Cube world record, 4.74 seconds.
Wow.
I don't know. And there's video, apparently. Now, here's the deal. What if you could do it in 15 seconds? That'd be pretty amazing.
That's crazy.
And that's not even close to the
record.
People would make fun
three
of you.
Three times the amount that it's taken this kid.
I've never done it, so.
Yeah, how about never? Yeah, where does never rank in all that?
And obviously, he must be either just really good at the Rubik. I mean, I know it's a sign of intelligence.
Sure.
But is he just spending all this free time trying to figure out how fast he can do the Rubik's Cube?
Well, and again,
like, what else does he do? Does he have friends?
Well, no, you're right.
Probably not.
But, I mean, to be able to take in the information and change it that fast.
Just to move your hands that quickly.
Yes. He's 20. Don't know what he's been doing for the first 19 years.
He's been working on the Rubik's Cube.
I guess so. Here's our emoji day. Our emoji news of the day.
Woo-hoo.
Yesterday was manatees,
yes,
right? They were trying to put together a petition.
The manatee club.
Yep. So Albert Einstein is getting his own emoji keyboard. Now let me stop for a minute. So my wife's phone updated yesterday, in addition to having a new weird look that she wasn't necessarily happy with, but she'll get used to it. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at the emojis.
Yes.
And you can take an emoji now and on her phone, and there's an emoji that has a face. In this case, it was Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
And you touch it, and it expands out to about 8 different Santa Clauses with different skin tones.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah. The skin tones has been a thing for a little while.
Okay. And that's something new and different. Let me grab a number here. Phone. Hey.
Hey, is that Rubik's Cube kid? There's no way that wasn't some preconceived pattern, because there's no processing time at all there. That's all just CNC.
Okay. Have to go look at that. You're right.
There's definitely an algorithm, that you can just.
Because you're going, okay, this is what it looks like. This is what it takes to do that. But okay, so skin tones have been around for a while.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but go ahead.
But now, if you take something like Einstein, who looks like he looked, for instance, because she put.
Well,
pulled up Santa Claus, and I can see the different skin tones of Santa Claus. That's fine. But Einstein's Einstein.
Well, if I'm thinking what you're saying, a keyboard is actually a separate, like Kim Kardashian has her own emoji set where hundreds of emojis that you have to purchase her keyboard.
Oh.
So it's separate from what you just get on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like Albert's going to have his own keyboard. Steph Curry has his own keyboard.
Okay.
So you can download different keyboards, which not, I don't know. I guess people do it. I don't. I just use the ones that my phone gives me.
Yeah, right. Seems like a lot of trouble.
It does. It seems like a lot of trouble to switch back and forth through the different keyboards. But now I'm not saying that Albert's skin tone still won't be changeable.
Right, exactly.
It might be. It might be.
Einstein's Emoji app is being sold for iOS and Android devices. While Einstein is not the first celebrity to get his own emoji keyboard, as you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
he may very well be the first scientist of this caliber to get one. Other scientific legends like Charles Darwin and Sir Isaac Newton have inspired individual emojis, but never a full, dedicated emoji keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's the guy to do it.
Yep.
Well, and as you could expect, all of the images have been approved by Einstein's estate, and great care was taken to make sure that all the images were as authentic as possible. And that Einstein estate, we've talked about this, I think.
Yeah, just a couple weeks ago.
Right. We had generally, it was the little Einstein toys
right.
that they make their money off of. But, you
now
know, you
it's emojis.
Yeah, now they're going to get one more revenue stream.
I kind of feel like the only other expression I've ever seen Albert Einstein make is sticking his tongue out.
Okay,
you know?
That's the most iconic photo.
Yeah.
Really, that really is the most iconic photo, they say, of Einstein is the one with these sticking his head out. And it was the very first emoji on the app. Others include Einstein and his rarely seen dog Chico, and a well-known photo of Einstein sitting on in shorts on a beach. There are other creative emojis inspired by his groundbreaking work. Einstein surfing on a gravitational wave. The Nobel laureate depicted as a superhero with an EMC² emblazoned across his chest. What's really sad is this script that I have here shows E equals MC2, and it puts in parentheses E equals MC², just in case people don't know that. Because someplace some disc jockey's going, yeah, man, it says E equals MC2 on it and everything like that.
What if it happened to MC1, man?
Yeah, MC3 will be out any day now.
I feel like the characters of some, like, Big Bang Theory would download this emoji keyboard.
Yeah, you're probably
people
right.
out there, they might, you know, there's a demand.
It could happen. It could happen. Speaking of Big Bang Theory, since you brought that up, there's a spinoff in the works.
Really?
The show would be a prequel to the current series, focusing on a young Sheldon Cooper growing up in Texas. Wow, would College Station be mentioned? He grew up like 80 miles from here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, Jim Parsons, who currently plays Sheldon, will be the executive producer on the show because he's not making enough money.
Right.
Okay. As he and also Chuck Lorre, who's the co-creator mm-hmm. of Big Bang Theory. Should be interesting to see whether the new series will be only Big Bang series of TV next year, since all the actors' contracts on the original show are up at the end of the current season. Negotiations for the new season are underway. So we'll see what happens.
Interesting.
So somebody else is going to play young Sheldon Cooper, or he's going to play?
No, somebody else will.
Okay,
yeah, he's just
right.
going to be the executive producer, but it's going to be the concept of that, which kind of goes back to Doogie Howser, if you will, you know, decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Neil Patrick Harris got started, is this kid who was
right.
in medical school who was like 9 or something.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, I want you to know what a comfort it is to know that the Infomaniacs go the extra mile with reporting. When you were talking about Einstein, I was wondering who's getting the money off this, because he's not, and you let us know exactly who's getting the money off this thing. So your reporting is spectacular.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Okay, that's it. That's why we're here, so you can do that.
Yep.
If you're a fan of Curb Your Enthusiasm, I happen to be.
I am, too.
It's not family-friendly, but it proves that you can go from being nice to an absolute spitting rage in about 12 seconds.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what he does. Anyhow, Ted Danson and Mary Steenburgen are back together in the upcoming 9th season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, along with Larry David.
It's coming back?
It is. Cheryl Hines. I know. This is the best news I've heard in weeks.
Right.
And also Jeff Garlin, who plays his manager. Deadline says the pair will be coordinating their filming schedule, since Ted also works on the NBC's I don't know what their show is. I don't know what show
he's on.
NBC?
Idea.
HBO says, who knew? HBO says it'll be out sometime in 2017. Netflix, big news there from Netflix. Their series Stranger Things, with Sean Astin joining the cast in the upcoming season. Mm-hmm. You happen to be one who watches that. And for your holiday pleasure, I know, that got Chelsea's attention. With the holidays coming up, Fox's New Year's Eve show will be hosted by Queen Latifah, Snoop Dogg, and Pitbull.
Sweet.
I mean,
finally.
I know. We knew that it had to happen. And
it's the lineup we've all been waiting for.
Well, it was. We just thought, man, if we could just get Queen Latifah out there with Snoop, it would be so good, because Snoop is just hanging with Martha Stewart, and somehow that's just not a good
match.
Yeah,
they've still got their cooking show.
So there'll be plenty of that. And then, the other thing is, I think Taraji, what's her name from...
Henderson.
Yeah, what's her name from Empire. Right, mm-hmm. She's going to have a holiday show.
What's really making me mad about this election is the way it's screwing up my TV show.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Last night, The Voice had to squeeze 20 performances in 2 hours instead of getting their extra night tonight. And then tonight, This Is Us isn't on. Timeless wasn't on last night. Not happy.
She's not a happy camper. No. Hello. No.
Hey, listen, there's a Brenham girl that's going to be on Stranger Things or whatever it is.
Oh,
really?
Cool.
Yeah, Sadie Sink, she's going to be on it.
Is she like is that a special guest type thing or an ongoing, or do we know?
No, she's going to be it's going to be an ongoing role.
Okay, what's her last name?
Sink, S-I-N-K.
Oh, really? Okay.
And she's been on Broadway and played Annie on Broadway and stuff like that. Anyway,
good. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Very
okay.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. So, Brenham girl makes good time there. And I wonder if she was at the expo over the weekend, because there were some
Stranger Things people.
All right, there you go.
Pretty
826.
Cool.
Yep.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage and Schnook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
This Veterans Day, Alan Honda reflects on the courage that drives a person to dedicate his or her life to service and put sacrifice above self. We admire their sense of duty to give back to this country that has given us so much, and their sense of honor in defending the freedoms of this blessed land. As for us, we're driven by gratitude for all who've served. Shop Alan Honda's huge inventory sale today and join us in remembering the heroes who've served this great nation.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Consumers boosted their borrowing in September, a potential sign that recent job growth and wage gains have left them slightly more comfortable with holding debt. Total consumer borrowing in September rose 6.3% to $3.7 trillion outstanding. Revolving credit, which covers credit cards, posted an annual gain of 5.2%. South Korean prosecutors today raided the offices of Samsung Electronics amid allegations that the South Korean tech company gave money to a close friend of President Park, who's been accused of exerting influence over government affairs. Windstream is buying rival Earthlink for $673 million as internet service providers try to bulk up and cut costs with revenue under pressure. Both companies provide internet service, cloud computing, and other services. The combined company will keep the Windstream name and be based at its headquarters in Little Rock, Arkansas. Earthlink is based in Atlanta. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open after yesterday's rally. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000?
So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
holidays are approaching. Howdy, this is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services reminding you of our holiday light package. Whether it's lights on the eaves, down the driveway, or in the trees, ABC can install your holiday lights, then return after the holidays to remove and pack them up for storage. We use only high-quality lights, and we have been installing lights longer than most companies have been in business. For holiday lights, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum. Redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest-growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
Before you buy any gifts this year, be very careful when it comes to using mobile apps. Kim Commando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Last Christmas, Americans spent close to $13 billion through mobile shopping apps. This year, it'll be much more. And that kind of money attracts big-time cyber criminals. In the last few weeks, hundreds of fake retail and product apps, mostly from China, slipped through Apple's App Store security. As fast as they're taken down, new ones appear. The New York Times found that, at first glance, the apps look real. Big retailers like Foot Locker, Dillard's, and Nordstrom, and high-end brands like Christian Dior, Ferragamo, and Jimmy Choo. Don't be a victim. Here's how you can tell the real ones from the fakes. Look very carefully at the name of each app. For example, the legitimate app for Foot Locker is spelled just like it sounds, but the fake app is called Foot Locky without the R. Stay ahead with all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Everyone is now a ransomware target. This year, millions have been attacked. Ransomware encrypts and locks all your computer's files, and it's happened to major hospitals, ordinary folks, even several police departments. The cyber criminals always demand a ransom, usually around $500, a typical car payment. The FBI says, pay the ransom. But Kaspersky Lab says, no, stop feeding the data criminals. Because even when you pay, you probably won't get your data back. The key? Keep criminals out of your computer. Kaspersky Lab gives you the power to protect. More than 250,000 businesses, more than 400 million people all use and trust Kaspersky Lab. I'm one of them. Get protected by Kaspersky Lab right now. As a Kim Commando listener, you get a great deal. You'll get 50% off plus a 30-day money-back guarantee. I trust Kaspersky Lab, and so should you. Learn more at Kaspersky.com. Use promo code Kim, and you're going to get 50% off plus a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's Kaspersky.com, promo code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33 at 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board could have a finalist for superintendent by next March.
That's after the board hired the Texas Association of School Boards to lead the search. TASB's Butch Faulkner says the committee should not be concerned about quality candidates after the departure of Tommy Wallace for unknown reasons.
I am extremely confident because of the traditions of Bryan and what's happened here, over the past, many years and the great successes that this district has had. I see no problem of getting a qualified candidate in here.
Next month, TASB representatives will be back to work with the board on a formal timeline. The association will be paid $10,500 plus expenses. The board finished yesterday's meeting with a 30-minute executive session, followed by a unanimous vote to appoint someone to fill the remaining year of John Street's vacancy.
I want to start out by saying that I think I can speak for the board without disclosing anything secret, that we were amazed at the remarkable quality of the candidates that came forward and could not possibly have gone wrong with any of the three, which makes that certainly more difficult.
David Stansney made the motion to appoint Texas A&M Professor Julie Harlan. Dr. Harlan and two other finalists did not attend yesterday's meeting. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos Central Appraisal District is another step closer on its third attempt to buying property and building its own offices. The Bryan School Board asked few questions yesterday before approving a resolution in support of the $3 million project. BCAD board member John Flynn was asked about the changes in their latest proposal.
The piece of land we were under contract for previously was on the tax rolls, and it was a $500,000 piece of land. This is county owned. It's not on the tax rolls. And it's $339,000.
After getting county support last week, BCAD makes a presentation at this afternoon's Bryan City Council workshop, but no action will be taken until after the election. This Thursday, the College Station City Council takes action on the request. The Brazos Church Pantry is celebrating 30 years of providing food to needy families with their campaign, 30 for 30.
30 for 30 is $1 for each year. We've been in existence since 1986, and so it's been 30 years, actually, this month. And we're asking people to donate a dollar for each year, so $30. And we feel like that's a very, you know, possible amount for most people to be able to donate.
Volunteer Andrea Derrick says you can find more information and make a donation online at BrazosChurchPantry.org. And registration has started for the Downtown Bryan Christmas Parade on December 9th.
It gets bigger every year, and the floats get more intricate. And I love it because it's at night, and it just has a great atmosphere with all of the Christmas lights.
Jesse Ayers of the Downtown Bryan Association says more information is online at downtownbryan.com. WTAW News Time is 8:36 at 64 degrees. We're taking your text through our text line 979-695-1620. More news at noon today, or you can always go to our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This Veterans Day, Allen Honda reflects on the courage that drives a person to dedicate his or her life to service and put sacrifice above self. We admire their sense of duty to give back to this country that has given us so much and their sense of honor in defending the freedoms of this blessed land. As for us, we're driven by gratitude for all who've served. Shop Allen Honda's huge inventory sale today and join us in remembering the heroes who've served this great nation.
I'm Mary Kay Moore, candidate for mayor of Bryan. I don't have colorful signs, but I do have enthusiastic supporters and the interest of all of Bryan's citizens at heart. My campaign will be outspent, but nothing can beat my 22 years of municipal government experience, my training as a certified public accountant, or my skills as a mediator. It is time to bring the factions in Bryan together to serve all of Bryan's citizens, to work for development while enhancing what we already have. I am proud to ask for your vote to keep Bryan strong and would appreciate your support.
Proven knowledge, proven leadership, proven experience, proven community commitment. Vote Mary Kay Moore as your next qualified mayor for the city of Bryan. Political ad paid for by Mary Kay for Mayor campaign. Patrick Moore, Treasurer.
Good morning. It's 8:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Some wet weather headed our way today. We've got showers and thunderstorms in the forecast, courtesy of a cold front that'll be pushing across the state. Showers and storms already in the central part of the state. They should head our way before the day is over. Temperatures today anywhere from 70 to 75. A few showers are possible tonight, lows near 60. Clouds and leftover shower for tomorrow, high of 70. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, partly sunny 70 to 75 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Oh, so here we are. It's election day. Do dogs and cats get to vote? Dogs and cats can't vote, can they?
No, they can't.
Okay. Well, that's probably just as well. So we were talking yesterday, and then we mentioned it again today, that where was the zoo, Chelsea?
The zoo.
That was doing the emoji.
The zoo
somewhere
that was
in Florida?
Doing the emoji? Ooh, the manatee emoji.
The manatee emoji.
I believe
emoji.
It was in Florida.
A manatee emoji. Now, how would that be? Would that be cool or what?
I love manatees.
Yeah, well, again, you know, they don't get enough publicity.
They don't get enough love.
They really don't, so we could do that. All right, so what's going on with Humane Society?
This Friday, we're going to be at PetSmart. Every couple months, they do a National Adoption Week, and that's this weekend. So we'll be there with some dogs for adoption from 2 to 5. And as usual, all of the cats that are there at the PetSmart and College Station, those are cats that we supply for them, and then the donations come to, or the adoption fees come to us.
Right.
So they're there all the time.
Cool.
And then we have two special pets right now. They're on special at the shelter. They're called our MVP, our most valuable pets.
Ah, okay.
So they have $12 adoptions. We have a 3-year-old hound mix named Nellie, and a about 5-year-old brown tabby named Shakira. And so they're both at the shelter for adoption for $12.
Just you can this change week. Their names if you want to.
You can change their names.
But that's fine.
Shakira is a mouthful.
Yeah, it is. Shake! Something like that, yeah.
And then looking forward to next weekend, not this weekend coming up, but next weekend, the 19th, we're having our Sterling Subaru adoption event. We have fee-waived adoption, so they're completely
free.
And we take as many pets as we can. It's really rewarding seeing all of them go to their, hopefully, forever homes.
And filling out their application ahead of time
helps,
right?
Yes, please. Come to the shelter. You can email it in any way, and then we can get it approved for you, so that way you're ready, and then you can just walk in. If you see one you like, or you've been looking at one for a couple weeks that hasn't been adopted yet, then you're first in line.
Okay, that's a good thing. Yep.
Yep.
Okay. If they want some more information about any of this stuff, what do they do?
They can go to our website, www.aggielandhumane.org.
Great. Thanks, Carly.
Yeah.
Visit with folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays and also from the Chamber. And Kim's here. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
What you got for us today?
We have a business after hours. It's going to be at Four Points by Sheraton. That's this week, Thursday, November 10th from 5:30 to 7. That is a free networking event, so everyone is invited to attend. We're also going to do a luncheon with Senator John Cornyn. That's sponsored by the Brazos Valley Council of Governments, and it's on Veterans Day, Friday, November 11th, from 11:45 to 1 at the Hilton. We're very excited to have the senator here for Veterans Day. And the ticket prices are discounted if you're a veteran, so give us a call for that. Our annual banquet, sponsored by the City of College Station, will be Monday, November 14th. 6 to 9 at the Hilton. We're going to feature Drayton McLean. He's the founder of the McLean Group. He's going to be speaking at the banquet. Put on your calendars, Ag Breakfast, sponsored by Brazos County Farm Bureau, Capital Farm Credit, and Producers Co-op. That's Tuesday, November 22nd, 2 days before Thanksgiving, 7 a.m. at the Brazos County Expo. You don't want to miss that. It's going to be awesome. This is the 18th annual Ag Breakfast, so it's going to be great. And we've got a couple of ribbon cuttings coming up. Visiting Angels Elder Care. That will be tomorrow, November 9th, from 4:30 to 5. They're located next to On the Border. And we have a deluxe ribbon cutting for 100 Park at Century Square. That's next Wednesday, November 16th, from 4 to 5. And that is a luxury apartment community for 21 and older.
Oh, okay.
So come and learn about that. Our Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight this week is McDonald's. And to find out more information about these events that we have coming up, go to our website, bcschamber.org.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep. We visit with folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. That's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Reichen Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a homeowner, we know you want to protect your largest investment. Save money while working with someone you know and trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
As you get ready to vote, remember that you must show a photo ID like a Texas driver's license at the polls. If you don't have an accepted photo ID and can't reasonably get one, don't worry. Just complete a declaration indicating why you lack a photo ID and show a non-photo ID like a utility bill with your name and an address. Then you can cast a regular ballot. To learn more, call Election Protection at 866-R-VOTE or go to 866rvote.org. Sponsored by the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law and the Texas Civil Rights Project.
Join me, Blanche Brick, in voting for Linda Harvell for College Station City Council. Sam Rayburn once commented on John Kennedy's Harvard-educated advisors, saying, "I'd feel a lot better if some of them had run for sheriff just once." Linda Harvell has not only run for council, she has chaired the Historic Preservation Committee and served on other important committees to become familiar with how the city operates. Linda Harvell has the knowledge, experience, and common sense that will help her represent you.
Paid for by the Linda Harvell Campaign. Ben White, Treasurer.
But News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's quarter till. Okay, so I have a couple of snake stories.
Okay.
I know which one of them is.
Not as good as spider stories, but yeah. You know, snake stories.
That's okay.
By the way, did you see the next wolf? Was it a wolf spider? Did you see that one? The lady had that on the end of her broom?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't send it to you because I didn't figure.
I felt like you
could have made it through the week if you didn't have that. But anyway.
Yeah.
There are certain things that you expect to find in the business end of a vacuum cleaner. Lint, pet hair, dust particles, dried leaves. But then there are some things that you wouldn't expect to see, like a snake.
Yeah.
During a recent house call in the UK, an animal protection agent, that's like their cruelty to animals, mm-hmm. people, mm-hmm. discovered exactly that. The bright orange snake was discovered peeking out of a cupboard. Not knowing if the snake was venomous, the alarmed couple contacted animal experts, quickly slithered into the vacuum cleaner to hide. Snake turned out to be a non-venomous corn snake, but
I
it really
they
doesn't
sucked
matter.
Him up.
Yeah, doesn't matter because, after all, it was a snake in your house. Mm-hmm. What could be worse? How about snakes on a plane?
Yeah.
It was a great movie 10 years ago. A large
was
snake.
Was it, though?
Yeah. Right.
Are we using that word for it?
I didn't watch it, so I don't know. Large snake found slithering inside the passenger cabin of an Aeromexico flight en route to Mexico City on Sunday. Plane was given priority to land. In the video online, it's been posted online, a green snake can be seen inching along near an overhead luggage compartment, slipping and dangling from its tail, obviously scaring passengers.
Really?
Yeah, imagine that.
Really?
Air Mexico said that air traffic controllers gave the plane en route from the capital from the northern city of Turian priority to land after the snake was detected, but it was not considered to be an emergency landing. The company said it's working to determine how the reptile entered the cabin.
You know, I said that I'm okay with snakes, but just listening to that.
Well,
confined area.
That's what it is. It's the confined area that you can't really get away from it.
I enjoy when I think about it and have time, I enjoy listening to Doug Gottlieb. He's mm-hmm. on the Zone.
On the Zone, yeah.
And he was discussing this story yesterday. And the snake person will always tell you, "Hey, the snake's more scared of you than you are of it."
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, what difference does that make?
Then that means he's really scared,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, you know what happens when things are afraid? They lash out.
That's right. And the other thing that
did
he
did they
pointed,
find out where it came from?
Well, no, and that's the thing is now, if somebody had packed it away or if it had gotten in somebody's luggage, then that's certainly one thing. But, I mean, if that snake crawled across the tarmac and went up the wheel well and got
into
the
plane by itself.
That is one snake that is really, really looking to change its surroundings.
Yes. Yeah, like Mexico.
Yeah. But the other thing that's interesting is that Gottlieb mentioned, and it was a good observation, is that young kids, more often boys than girls maybe, are not scared of snakes. They're fascinated by them.
Yeah.
You know, he said you go someplace, and he said the fair, because he lives in Connecticut. But, I mean, you know, you go any place, and if it's a non-venomous snake, and it is safe to be handled, like from the Natural History Museum. You know, if it's a safe snake and they've got it out, and they say, "You want to handle the snake?" And you know,
see,
and
I'm okay with that.
Right, yeah,
I would do that.
Okay.
Yeah, but I guess it's seeing it in
the wild,
in the wild or the plain.
Well, even on my walk, I see them sometimes. You know, just kind of hanging out in the woods or like, you know, making their way on the path. And I've seen even like a big one out there.
Yeah,
I'm in the open. It's not coming for me. I know where it is. You know, it doesn't scare
but
me.
But you don't know where the other one is, though.
Yeah, and that's it. I guess last week, before the rain. Because I got some woods around my house. And mm-hmm. so as a result, you have to kind of be aware because when there's water, either not enough or too much, animals move.
Yeah.
They got to get away from the water or they need to go to
they
the
need
water.
More, yeah.
And I'm walking across my driveway and a copperhead went by. And it was probably about 3 feet long. And I thought about that since I got little dogs, but then I didn't. You know, I could have gotten a hoe probably and done it in or something like that. Mm. But But the thing,
I'm sure that your dogs really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, but the thing is, I mean, and that's the other thing Snake Guy tells you is they're really good for the environment. You know, they control things. Yeah, you're not la 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 la
Snake Guy.
Yeah. Well,
that's,
Snake Guy. You
know, that, again, that's what he called him. He said Snake Guy, which is just people who are, you know, proponents for that.
Yeah.
And but the same thing can be said for spiders. Mm-hmm. Spiders serve a very real purpose. I mean, they kill a whole bunch of, you know,
humans.
Other, well, no, I was thinking other insects.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or,
mm-hmm.
Or insects, not other insects, but insects. So, you know, from that standpoint, they do serve a purpose. But mm-hmm. just saying. Okay. Have a story about a really big rat in just a minute. Really, ooh. Really.
Oh, we got
big.
All the good stories
yeah,
here.
We do,
right.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
College Station, I'm Carl Mooney, a candidate to be your next mayor. Today is Election Day. Many of you have already turned out in record numbers to cast your votes during the early voting period. Thank you. President John Quincy Adams once said, "Always vote for principle. Though you may vote alone and you may cherish the sweetest reflection that your vote is never lost. For the sake of our country, our state, our county, and even the sake of our community, please vote. The local elections do not appear until you reach the last portion of the ballot. I am Carl Mooney, a candidate to be your next mayor. Thank you for voting."
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Nuh-uh.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Oh, hi. Right now, I'm getting a remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. Now, if you could let me down. See, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. And before we left, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, then made sure it was cold. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
About 8 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, the worst politicians ever elected, okay? Because there are a lot of people think right now.
I was going to say, hold on just a minute.
Right now. Well, first, let's
still
begin.
Got tonight.
Yeah, yep, Vice President Erwin Buh. Okay? Erwin Buh, that's the one. Facing trial for killing Alexander Hamilton in a duel, the former vice president fled to South Carolina. Later, he faced treason charges for trying to create his own country in the Southwest, or in the area southwest of the original 13 states. I did not know this part about him. I knew, obviously, the duel, but I didn't know what he'd done before. And he came down to Mississippi, okay? And Aaron Burr, who probably talked funny as far as people in Mississippi were concerned, but that was his purpose. He was looking to create his own country, and they sent federal agents down and arrested him and brought him back up to the Northeast.
Wow.
Representative Preston Brooks, slightly peeved by some comments made by a senator. Brooks, who was a congressman from South Carolina, entered the Senate floor and nearly beat Charles Sumner to death with a cane on May 22nd, 1856.
That's pretty bad, yeah.
Really. Mayor Vincent Ciani, longtime mayor of Providence, Rhode Island, resigned in 1984 after pleading no contest to assaulting a man with a lit cigarette, an ashtray, and a fireplace log. He was reelected in 1991 and served 11 more years before going down on federal corruption charges.
I love how he's still reelected.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wait, but then there's Marion Barry after getting caught on tape doing crack with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, famous video. Yep. FBI did that. He went to prison for 6 months on drug charges, got out, and was reelected mayor. That's Washington, D.C.
Because we want our mayor to party.
Just saying.
Got to be able to let loose. Come on.
I suppose so. All right. You can now add key advisor to Garth Brooks' resume. NBC says he's joining The Voice.
Yep.
It'll get... Listen to her.
They announced it last night on the show.
Oh, did they? Oh, okay. All right.
One thing I didn't notice is that there's a guy I know on The Voice right now.
Who?
Oh, really?
Sundance Head.
He and America loved him last night.
Yeah.
You know him?
When I worked at the reporting studio.
Yes, his name is Sundance Head.
Yeah.
when I worked in the recording studio in Houston. He came down there and recorded some stuff, cool. And I took videos of him.
Is he any kin to Roy Head?
I don't know.
Do you know who Roy Head is? Are you too young to know that? Okay, Roy Head was a singer. Had a song called Treat Her Right.
Okay, he hasn't mentioned it, and I'm pretty sure that would have come up if it, in his background story. Yep. But
he's phenomenal. He's the best voice I've heard in person, like face to face.
Really?
Ever? Yeah.
Yeah. He's doing amazing. Really well on the show, and it's kind of the idea of what this show is all about, because he doesn't, you know, look necessarily the way he sounds or what you would think the next big star would look like.
Okay.
But just phenomenal voice and really nice guy, it seems like. But he advanced last night to the top 12.
Very cool.
So now, do they say he's from Texas, or do they just, they don't mention that?
Yes. I believe he is one of the Texas guys.
Okay. All
yep.
Right.
Yep. Gotcha. All
right.
So
it's awesome.
Got that going. Mm-hmm. All right. Go ahead.
I was just going to, I realized that last night.
Oh,
I was
cool.
Like, oh, I thought he already did this, but he's doing it now.
Yep.
So now both y'all are going to be watching it.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, well, that's all right.
Got to give you the updates. Got
to
keep you in the loop.
I have to know what's
going. Well, and now I have to watch it live because you have to be able to vote. And
Now's when it's real. Yeah.
Now it's real. America's vote counts.
Exactly. Okay. So Beyonce's appearance on the Country Music Awards brought up a lot of feelings and, some not good. And we talked about that. And Kenny Chesney really got, ripped on. Now Travis Tritt tweets, "Thanks to everyone who came out to see us in Bowling Green, Kentucky tonight. Sorry we weren't able to bring any Beyonce out for all the country fans." He said, "I love honest-to-God country music and feel the need to stand up for it at all costs. We don't need pop or rap artists to validate us," unquote.
Hmm.
So, of course, he was called a racist because of that.
Yes, of course.
I mean, come on.
And I kind of agree with, it's the CMAs. It's country music.
Yep.
And you can have Taylor Swift on there, who is now pop, but was country and comes from country roots.
Yep.
But Beyonce, besides being from Houston, Texas, there is no relation to country music whatsoever.
No connection.
Nope.
And I know they're just trying to get ratings. They're just trying to get people to tune in because maybe you get some non-country people. Oh, but Beyonce's going to be on it. But, come on. No.
Hello.
Hey, Nick. Son Vince is from Porter, Texas, and I believe he's Roy Head's son.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome.
Cool, thanks.
Porter, Texas. Yeah, no, go look up
Roy Head. Roy Head's son. That's what someone else texted in.
Okay, pretty interesting. A guy named Roy Head had a song called Treat Her Right, kind of a one-hit wonder deal.
Okay.
Ended up, I think, singing at the Ramada Inn on 290. When it was all said and done. But for a while, he was riding really high on the charts. And if you go back and listen to Treat Her Right, it's a hard song to sing because he has to yell and scream a lot in there.
Okay.
And he probably took a toll on his voice. But he was a big star from Houston, Texas. But that's it. I mean, they go right to the race card. It's a racist thing. It's not a racist thing.
No.
Not
at all. We're talking about the music here. And there isn't any reason that she needed to be on there. While we're speaking of Texas, Barbie Michelle Scarpa. We know all three names, so it couldn't be good.
Barbie Michelle.
Michelle is facing one count of impersonating a police officer.
Mm.
She was probably pretty convincing since she used to be a police officer in Liberty, Texas. That's over in Deep East, Texas. She was arrested after, a month-long investigation where it was reported she determined that she was providing police escorts for funeral homes at a time when she wasn't a policeman. I got lots of siren. I can do that for you for $200.
Yeah. Wow.
It's Liberty, Texas, okay? If you've been there, then you'd certainly understand.
It's Karistan month at Aggieland Carpet One. Speaking with Ron Smith.
Ron, you offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American-made, and that's really a great thing for a very high-quality product.
They're heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down in generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. They don't use just the same New Zealand wool that others are using. They're using the top grade, the very finest wool. Those rugs are built to last. They are very easy to keep clean and take care of.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So tonight, as Chelsea said, everybody's world is turned upside down because we got election returns.
Yep.
means you can't
your shows
watch your
aren't
show.
On.
That's right. But if you want something different tonight, if you wanted to stay with the politics, remember, on Lifetime at 8 o'clock tonight, the co-hosts from The View are going to be doing a live election special with a studio audience. So there's no telling what they'll get off into.
Oh, man, I know.
All right. But
that's on Lifetime, correct?
That is, yeah. Right. Yeah. On Weather Channel, starting at 2 o'clock, the weather, 2 o'clock, the Weather Channel will provide 9 hours of soothing views of clouds, rainbows, autumn splendor, and more, all set to a smooth jazz soundtrack. Only severe weather or local weather at the 8s
that's
will interrupt
the
programming. Well,
local on the 8s.
Here's the deal. Just start your DVR at 3 o'clock and record it, and you'll have it forever.
That's
right.
You know, ever
anytime anything's on that you don't want to have to put up with, then you could just put that back on.